Welcome to the Eddie Hyatt Podcast. I'm your host and teacher, Eddie Hyatt. So glad you've joined me as we continue this very exciting study in the book of Hebrews, the Epistle to the Hebrews, an incredible letter written to early Christians in the first century, especially particularly to Jewish Christians who were being tempted to give up their faith in Jesus and to just go back to Judaism in order to avoid persecution. And so that is why the book is filled with words of encouragement, words of warnings, and throughout talking about the superiority of the gospel over the law, of Jesus over Moses, of the new covenant over the old covenant. This is what we see throughout because this was the historical context in which it was written. So as we keep this in mind, it will give us understanding as we go through this letter. Now, I want to begin talking today about the rest of faith. And the writer gets into this beginning in chapter 3, where we were yesterday. But let's begin reading in verse 18 of chapter 3. I hope you will get your Bibles out and follow along with me, because my desire is that you will be able to teach this as well. Oh, how God wants to raise up teachers of His Word to help His church to become grounded in His Word. And so in chapter 3 of Hebrews, verse 18, it says, "And to whom did He," that is God, "swear that they would not enter His rest?" Now notice it's His rest, it's God's rest. "But to those who did not obey." So we see that they could not enter in because of unbelief. Now the rest he's talking about is the land of Canaan. And when you read in Deuteronomy, you'll find that when God is describing the land, he talks about how it is a great land of, it's a fruitful land, of springs of water. And where, you know, they don't have to work in Egypt. Apparently they had foot pumps to pump water out of the Nile. But in this new land God's taking them to, there are springs of water and the land is fruitful. It's flowing with milk and honey. It's going to be such a place of rest compared to Egypt's bondage where they have lived. And so the writer is going to do, he's going to begin to use this as an illustration of the place of rest in Jesus Christ that God has prepared for each one of us. So let's continue to read. Chapter 4, verse 1. Now remember, when this was written, there were no division of chapters and verses, so we just need to let it flow together. He says, "Therefore, since a promise remains of entering His rest," now, and I can't emphasize enough, notice it's His rest. It's not a rest that we conjure up or create ourselves. It's His rest. It's a rest that has already been prepared for us. But we have to, by faith, enter into the rest that He has prepared, His rest. "Therefore, since a promise remains of entering His rest, let us fear." And the word there means to be in awe, approach this with reverence and seriousness and awe and fear. "Let us fear lest any of you seem to have come short of it." Oh, how we do not want to come short of God's rest. You see, that first generation that came out of Egypt, they came up short of God's rest because they did not believe. They did not believe His word. They saw the giants there. They saw the tall high walls around the cities, and they fell into unbelief, and because of that, they died in the wilderness. And so he's using it as an illustration. Now we must not come short of the rest that He has prepared now for us through Jesus Christ. I'm going to just skip on down, and you can read the rest of this in between on your own. Well, now let's go ahead and read these verses. We'll read verse 2. It says, "For indeed the gospel was preached to us as well as to them, but the word which they heard did not profit them, not being mixed with faith." You see, we must mix faith with God's word. God's word is is impotent, is powerless in our lives unless we mix faith with it. Unless we put our amen, so be it, like Mary did when the angel told her that, you know, even though she was a virgin, that she was going to bring forth a son. She said, be it unto me according to your word. And so we may not understand it, how it could ever happen, but we must mix faith with the word and with the promises of God. And then in verse 3, he says, for we who have believed do enter that rest, as he has said, so I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world. So even though the works were finished. So this is a finished work. This is a finished rest that we are going to enter into. Now, look at verse 8. I'm going to go on down to verse 8. He says, for if Joshua had given them rest. Now, that is Joshua, the successor of Moses, who eventually led the children of Israel, the second generation, into the land of Canaan. But he's going to make a point here that that's not the end of it. That's not that Old Testament rest. That was not the complete fulfillment of what God had for his people. For if Joshua had given them rest, then he would not afterward have spoken of another day. There remains, therefore, a rest to the people of God. For he who has entered his rest, the one who has entered into God's rest, the rest he has prepared for the people of God, has himself or herself also ceased from his works as God did from his. Let us therefore be diligent to enter that rest, lest anyone fall according to the same example of disobedience. Now, he also in this passage, I think it's up above there maybe, on verse 4 he talks about how God rested on the seventh day. Now, here's what I'll close this out. We're not going to be able to get through all of this about the rest of faith, the rest of God that God has prepared. But here's something very important, a principle that we need to realize. When God created the world and humanity, in 6 days he created everything. His final creation on the sixth day was humanity, was Adam and Eve, mankind. In other words, he had finished everything before he brought them on the scene. There was nothing else for them to do when they came on the scene. And the day immediately afterwards was a day of rest. Adam and Eve, their first day of existence was a day of rest. All of life for them began from a day of rest. God had finished the work of creation when he created them. And then their first day was a day of rest. Now this says to us that God wants us to work. He wants us to labor, but from a point of rest. The Bible talks about us fighting the good fight and talks about the spiritual warfare we're in. But we no longer, because of what Jesus has done, because of this rest that now we are to enter into, we do not fight and hoping or trying to obtain victory. We fight from a position of victory that has already been obtained for us by Jesus Christ through his death and his resurrection. Wow. Let's read this. We'll close this episode by, let's read the chapter 1, verse 1 of Hebrews. It alludes to this. Verses 1 and 2 says, God, who at various times and in various ways spoke in time past to the fathers by the prophets, has in these last days spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the worlds. And then it's in verse 3 that is saying what I want us to hear. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person and upholding all things by the word of his power. Listen to this. When he had by himself purged our sins, sat down at the right hand of the majesty on high. When he had by himself, Just as Adam and Eve were not involved in helping God out with creation, you and I were not involved in helping out Jesus bringing redemption for mankind. No, he did it all by himself. And when he had finished, he sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. Wow. What do you do when you finish a work? You sit down. It's done. It's finished. This rest of faith is the realization that our salvation, our redemption, is completed. There is nothing that you or I can add to the redemptive work that Jesus Christ has accomplished for us. And it is a full, it is a complete salvation that he has accomplished all by himself. And it is done. It is finished. He has sat down at the right hand of God. And in Paul's epistle to the Ephesians, he invites us, we're invited to come and sit down with him in his finished work. In other words, by faith, we accept, because everything he did for you and I. He didn't go to the cross for himself. He didn't need to. Everything he did was for you and I. And when we come by faith and we embrace by faith the salvation of Jesus Christ, everything that he accomplished then is counted to our account. We are made righteous in him. We are made holy and righteous in him. Yes, now we have to walk in that. We have to grow in that. But it is a finished work. I no longer labor, you know, hoping to achieve salvation. No. I labor from a point of rest. I have entered into his rest, his salvation. It's all done. It's complete. And now I'm laboring in his name from that place of rest. Yes, we have a fight of faith, but I'm no longer straining, fighting, hoping that I can overcome and get the victory. No, I am fighting the fight of faith from a place of victory that has already been obtained for me by Jesus Christ, my Lord. Oh, my friends, what a wonderful salvation. What a wonderful Savior we have. He by himself has purged our sins. And he has sat down at the right hand of the Majesty on high. And he invites us to come and enter into his rest. Enter into the understanding of all that he has accomplished for you and I through his wonderful redemptive work on the cross and his glorious resurrection and ascension. Let us also, by faith, enter into his rest today. Wow, what a wonderful Savior, what a wonderful salvation. My goodness, as someone said, that's enough to make a mummy shout. Oh, thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for my brothers and sisters listening to this episode today. Lord, those who are straining, those who are depressed, those who are, Lord, they're just in a place of turmoil. I pray that you will help them now by faith to enter into the rest you've already provided for them. It is your rest, the rest you have provided. I pray for them now that they will, by faith, lay hold of that and they will experience your supernatural blessing and peace and presence in their life. In Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll check out my website, eddiehyatt.com. Friend me on Facebook. Follow me on Twitter. And I'll look forward to seeing you. It'll be on Monday. Today's Friday. I'll see you on Monday. God bless.